Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. You may not recognize the names, but the untimely dates of death help tell the story of lives eclipsed by AIDS. They're part of the AIDS Memorial Quilt, used to bring awareness about a diagnosis shared by some 40,000 people in North Carolina alone. We're talking with Shelley O'Rourke of the Frank Haar Foundation.
The quilt is this great tool. It's this phenomenal piece of public art that we're able to use to educate folks on a public health crisis. And it's that kind of intersectionality that is hopefully making a difference and why we've brought the quilt to Wilmington. 80% of cases are heterosexually transmitted. 1 in 4 new cases are people under 25, and 1 in 4 are people over 55.
The exhibit, featuring 30 sections at 10 Wilmington venues, was initially scheduled to run through December 15th, but has been extended at 2 venues.
Cameron Art Museum is holding their 5 blocks until February 16th. And Hannah Block will be holding their 4 blocks until January 10th to help along with the panel making workshop for folks to see those as they create their own panels.
We're also speaking with Deborah Kaiser, who helps organize panel making workshops for family and friends who wish to honor loved ones who have died of AIDS.
So when I was in San Francisco, I was a volunteer at the NAMES Project, the San Francisco chapter, and they had a panel making workshop. So I helped with that, and I would go twice a week, usually, maybe 3 times. We had the door open, and anyone who came in, we'd talk to, we'd help them through the process, and it was a very rewarding experience. I myself have made a panel, which is at the Hannah Block, in honor of a friend of mine, one of my housemates in Portland, Oregon, and I made that while I was at the panel-making workshop in San Francisco. What happens is that people come to the workshop and they either have an idea and then refine it while they're there talking to a group of us. There's anywhere from 3 to 5 people who have ideas, who have experience in transferring designs from one size and enlarging it to color coordination, to types of fabric, to actual sewing, to applique, to quilting. So there's a wide range of expertise there. And we just try and help the person realize their quilt, their memory that they want to put into this one of these panels. So for December, we have 2 more workshops. Then in January, 2 Mondays and 3 Saturdays. Blocks that are here are 8 panels of 3x6. That's the traditional. And 3x6 is the size of a traditional grave.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with Shelley O'Rourke and Deborah Kaiser of the Frank Haar Foundation, which is holding panel-making workshops for community members who want to honor a loved one who has died of AIDS. The workshops will be held at the Hannah Block Community Arts Center.
Yeah, the quilt at this point is 54 tons. It's the largest piece of community folk art in the world. It is too large to be seen in person in its entirety at this point. Sadly, it's continued to grow. If we laid all of the blocks out in a row, they would stretch over 50 miles. And if one was to take 1 minute per block, it would take them 27 days to view all the represented people on the quilt.
For me, it makes me think back to the crazy quilt, where there are pieces that everyone puts in and then they do their own design to put it together. It's a bunch of patchwork. They're very ornate, and they speak to the people who made it. And that's what this does. It represents not only the person who has died due to HIV, AIDS, HIV, but it also speaks to the person who made it and wanted to honor them.
So, Deborah, once the panels are completed, the foundation submits them to the NAMES Memorial Project?
That is the idea. And actually, the Cameron Art Museum has offered their space to display it until we do submit them to the NAMES Project. So they can be put on public display so that the person who's made it can have family members, friends, come and see it before it is submitted.
Well, there's also no obligation to immediately submit these quilts to the NAMES Project, the new ones that are being made. Some folks may feel a need to hang on to it for a few weeks, a year. And that is absolutely fine. Frank Haar Foundation will be covering the cost of adding the new panels to the NAMES Project.
In November, congressional leaders and HIV/AIDS organizations announced that the quilt is moving from Atlanta to the San Francisco Bay Area in early 2020.
That's where it was originally stored and worked on. So now it's just returning to where it came from.
Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.